Welcome to another New Zealand Doctor podcast. This is the podcast version of the regular monthly article, The First Time, written and presented by me, Dr. Joe Scott-Jones. The First Time is a series of articles designed to help people new to general practice deal with some of the challenges, and to fresh ideas in old codgers like me. This time we're going to talk about making more money. Now, none of us went into medicine to make a fortune. We all told the interview panel we wanted to help people. If we'd been pressed, we might have admitted that we expected a certain degree of remuneration. We sacrificed a lot in our training. Our ongoing work ethic and responsibility come with an expectation of a certain degree of reward that's beyond personal satisfaction and community standing. I know many dedicated doctors who work in charities and extend themselves well beyond what seems humanly reasonable to help people with no expectation of any return. However, a sustainable health service can't survive and grow on the smell of an oily rag, and it's a professional responsibility that we prepare for the future of our services. The New Zealand primary healthcare system, like it or loathe it, is built on a small business model. We can see that some of the corner dairies are being brought up by the medical equivalent of foodstuffs, but essentially, we're still competing shops trying to satisfy our customer base and turn a profit. Unlike other businesses, we are dependent on government funding for a portion of our income, a large portion of our income. And like some other government funding streams, this is reducing in real terms over time. To carry on as we are, we need to increase our income to cover increasing costs. To meet future population needs, we need to even further increase our levels of profit. The last couple of podcasts have talked about reducing costs through bad debt management and reducing staff numbers. And now I'm going to concentrate on increasing income. And how do we improve our income? Our only options are to reduce our costs or increase the income. There's no other way. Income can only rise if we increase our patient numbers, increase our charges, increasingly difficult as the free under 6s become free under 13s, and not possible at all in the very low cost access practice. We could increase our range of chargeable services. Jonathan Coleman, our current Minister of Health, promotes the value of competition between practices, telling patients to shop around for a GP who will provide free under 13s care, for example. This is not going to change. We have to get real. This is the system we work in, and we have to make it work. Competition between medical practices is an ugly business. People don't want to have their GP prostituting themselves in public. We're increasingly working in a competitive market, not only with each other, but also with other professional groups, like pharmacists, whose roles are rapidly expanding. Pharmacy has the added advantage of many years' experience of selling and advertising to a needy public. The New Zealand Medical Council restricts our advertising activities with a code of conduct that states, although you should always discuss different treatment options with patients, you shouldn't make direct comparisons between the quality of your services and the quality of services your colleagues provide. Advertisements must not encourage or be likely to encourage inappropriate or excessive use of health resources. You must not put pressure on people to use a service, for example, by arousing ill-founded fear for their future health. Advertisements must not unduly glamorize products and services or foster unrealistic expectations. It doesn't leave us a lot of room to maneuver. And it's a great pity the pharmacists don't have to abide by the same sort of rules. I don't know how much Buccaline Burner and Coenzyme Q10 would be sold if they did. So, if we can't advertise aggressively, what can we do? Look at increasing your numbers. Build your reputation. Be a great GP. Be positive. Engage patients in shared decision-making. Provide people with written information. Take on students. Teaching is a great indication to patients of high-quality services, and the students help to keep you up to date. You also need to sell your service. Patients register with the GP for a variety of reasons: convenience of location, reputation for service, the right cultural fit, and cost are high on their lists. But you you can tell patients about who you are and the range of services you offer, your practice culture and a range of providers, and your costs without overstepping the New Zealand Medical Council guidelines. You can do this through advertising widely. Regular self-promotion through sharing your expert advice and opinions in public can help. Building a reputation for excellence by word of mouth and through practice newsletters, Facebook profile, other websites and blogs can also be useful. Adverts in the local paper and on local radio can work but can be expensive. Consider providing an information service or regular doctor's diary type column, answering patients' problem letters, for example. Also, use the people who know you best. Your word of mouth and current patient recommendation are vital. Consider asking your enrolled patients what they call is the net promoter question as a blunt patient satisfaction tool. The net promoter question states on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is never and 10 is always, how likely are you to recommend our service to a family member or friend? Most people should answer 9 to 10, and any lower should make you review your service. You could accompany this question with a Bring a Friend campaign, offering free services or a prize draw for patients who help enroll new people. First, you save yourself. Be mindful of the New Zealand Medical Council caveats. Your colleagues may feel threatened by your efforts, but remember, this isn't about personalities. It's about the future of health services in our communities. You have to be prepared to stand up for your business, because no one else will. Well, that's it for this New Zealand Doctor podcast. Listen out for others on iTunes, subscribe to the New Zealand Doctor magazine online, and consider following me on Twitter at ApodikiGP. See you again next time.